Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. If you're interested in planting wildflowers into the garden, one of the best plants to put in the garden this time of year are our amazingly beautiful native Louisiana irises. In gardens and landscapes, hybrids of our native species bloom in a rainbow of color with large, showy flowers on their tall stems. Their extraordinary beauty and reliability in the garden have made Louisiana irises increasingly popular all over the world, but they still deserve more recognition and use right here in their own home territory. Though a number of iris species are native to Louisiana, only 5 species of that are known as the Louisiana iris. Only in South Louisiana do all 5 species occur together. These 5 species are closely related and will interbreed with one another. The interbreeding of these species have resulted in the modern hybrid Louisiana iris cultivars we grow today. Their large, attractive flowers cover a broad range of colors that include many shades of blues and purples, reds, yellows, pinks, golds, sometimes browns, lavenders, burgundies, and whites. The best time to plant Louisiana irises is in August and September when they are most dormant, but you can certainly buy them now at your local nurseries and plant them this time of year while they're in bloom. That way, you can pick out the color and type of flower that you're most interested in. When purchased and planted now, however, Louisiana irises must be handled carefully to avoid damaging the foliage and flower buds that may need to be staked after planting. In their native habitat, the original species often grow in swamps or bog conditions, and Louisiana irises make outstanding additions to aquatic gardens and ponds. But they can also be grown in ordinary garden beds with excellent results. Louisiana irises should be grown with as much direct sunlight as possible. At least 6 hours of direct sunlight are needed for good blooming. When preparing a spot to plant Louisiana irises, incorporate a generous 3-inch layer of compost, rotted manure, or peat moss, and some general-purpose fertilizer. They do best in high soil fertility and organic matter. Plant Louisiana irises in beds at the same level they were growing in their containers. The rhizome should be at the soil surface and covered with a couple of inches of mulch. If you're planting several plants in a group, space them about 12 inches apart from one another. Aquatic culture is one of the easiest and most natural ways to grow these irises, and the foliage tends to stay more attractive throughout the summer. Simply place your potted irises into a pond or aquatic garden so that the rim of the pot is a few inches below the water's surface. Every 1 to 2 years, divide and repot them into a heavy garden soil. Providing adequate moisture is an important part of growing Louisiana irises. Keep newly planted irises well watered and continue to water during our dry weather until June. After that, as these irises go dormant, watering is less important unless you're trying to keep the foliage in good shape. Resume the watering in late September as the plants begin to come out of dormancy. General care of established Louisiana irises is easy. Fertilize your irises in October and February. Irises growing in containers and aquatic gardens should be fertilized by lifting the pot out of the water and placing aquatic fertilizer tablets below the soil surface. Always keep irises which are growing in beds mulched. This is an essential part of good culture, especially in the summertime. A 2 to 3 inch layer of leaves, pine straw, or other mulching material help prevent sun scald of the rhizomes as well as reducing weeds and maintaining soil moisture. The large seed pods that form after flowering should be removed as soon as you notice them to keep the plant more attractive and vigorous. Trim back unattractive foliage in mid to late summer and give these delightful native plants a spot in your garden and you will appreciate their beauty and reliability for years to come. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.